Hello everybody, thanks for being here. I'm Simone Tiraboschi. I'm working in Red Hat on the CubeVirt project. Okay, can you hear me now better?
Yes.
Thank you. So here we are going to talk today about scheduling. Scheduling is the process of matching workloads to nodes. By default, CubeVirt is using the standard Kubernetes scheduler, the Kube scheduler. As you know, CubeVirt is about virtual machines, but a virtual machine at the end is executed in a pod, and that pod has to be scheduled. That pod is scheduled by the standard Kubernetes scheduler. Let's talk a bit, let's do a diversion about how we define our resource needs for our workload. On Kubernetes, on pods, and so also on virtual machines, we have requests and limits. Requests are the amount of resource allowed to be used, with a strong guarantee of availability. You can request CPU and you can request memory. Scheduler is not going to overcommit on a request. You asked for a certain amount of resource and you are going to get that. Limit is the max amount of resource that can be used regardless of any guarantee. The scheduler is completely ignoring limits. What are the implications of this? Requests should be typically less than usage, and usage it's going to be less than limit. This means that you are overcommitting a bit, and resources can be available on a node. If the usage is over the limit, you are going to be throttled. In case of CPU, you are not going to go over the limit, or in case of memory, you can eventually be killed by the out-of-memory killer. In CubeVirt, we manage virtual machines. You define what you need on your virtual machine. You define that you need a certain amount of CPU cores. You define that you need a certain amount of memory for your virtual machine. The CubeVirt controller is translating it into resources on pods. We are not, in general, we are not setting limits because we don't want to have our virtual machines being killed by the out of memory killer. We are not setting limits on CPU because we want to take the full advantage of the resource available on the node. Normally, CubeVirt is not overcommitting in terms of memory. So if you require 2 gigs of memory for your virtual machine, CubeVirt is going to render a pod with 2 gigs of memory as a request plus something more as a safety threshold for ancillary services within the virtual launcher pod. On CPU, by default, CubeVirt is overcommitting by a factor of 10. It means that if you are requiring 4 CPU cores, the CubeVirt controller is going to schedule a pod configured to require 0.4 CPU or 400 millicores. This means that from the scheduler point of view, a virtual machine with 4 cores is just a pod with 0.4 core to be scheduled.